Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome to another great, fabulous, fantastic, stupendous day. I tell you, you gotta wake up, and you just gotta know that today is yet another day that is moving you closer and closer to your goal. Well, we welcome each and every one of you here to the show today. We have a great topic that we want to talk about today. We want to help you today. Work on your personal development plan. Now, that's why it's so important to have the various types of plans. And we're going to talk about that just a little bit. I'm going to give you an example of different types of plans, and then we're going to talk about your personal development plans. So get your notes, get your pen and paper, and make sure you come to the call if you can. Some of you may be listening by phone, and you may be driving, and so you're not able to take notes as you're listening to the show. For you, you're going to have to go back and listen to the archives. It's just, 30 minutes out of your day. Another 30 minutes out of your day is worth it, because it's going to add years onto your successful life, or it's going to take away years and years of struggling and research, things that took me 30, 40, 50 years to learn, to develop, and then to be able to implement. You are going to be able to do it in just 30 minutes a day. That in and of itself is absolutely priceless. We welcome all of those of you who are also listening via the chat room. Good morning, Coach K. So today I'm going to be helping you with your personal development plan. I'm going to tell you the steps to creating your personal development plan. This way, when you get ready to sit down with your coach, you can sit down with myself. There are other coaches out there. You have to find the coach that fits your personality and your characteristics. It's much like finding the perfect mechanic for your car. You know, everybody doesn't go to the same mechanic. Same thing with doctors and things of that nature. So your personal development plan, though, it's a plan. So sometimes plans don't always go as we expect. Like, for instance, today I had expected to have a guest on the show for today. It didn't quite work out. I couldn't get in touch with the person. So nonetheless, we're going to move forward, because that's a type of planning two is to move forward. Just because things sidetrack you or things do not work out the way you expect them to, you can't stop and give up. Now, I could have said, you know what, I'm not going to do the call today since my guest did not get back to me in time to get this scheduled. All right, that sounds foolish, right? Right. So that's how you're going to be in your own life. When things don't go as planned, you have to always have a backup plan. You have to be able to keep moving. So again, welcome you to the show if it's your first time tuning in to the Coach LaLisa Show. Now, the other thing that we try to do, and we've been doing now for 3 or 4 days, each and every show we give away something. So last week, if you remember, we gave away books for my new book coming out, LaLisa's 101 Wisdom Keys. Also, we gave out tickets. You got one free ticket to come to our Releasing Your Inner Power Conference and Award Brunch on July 17. If you're in the New Jersey, Newark area, or if you can get to that area, July 17 is a Saturday, 9 to 1. It is going to be off the chain. I don't know who all may show up there. I know the people that we've invited. We have people, powerful speakers. We have people who are going to come and you're going to be able to network with various businesses that they represent. We have a few vendors that are going to be there. You're going to be able to just really, really have a great, motivated, and empowering time. If you are on the call and you do not live in the Newark area and you are one of our winners that day, you can always give it to a family member, a friend. You know, today is so easy to make friends all over the world. I remember when there was a time where if you didn't know anybody on your block or in your neighborhood or at your school, you just didn't know them and you had no way to meet them. But today with online technology, you can't say that anymore. You can meet people anywhere in the world. And with social media, you can meet them in a matter of seconds. All it takes is an instant message. Hi, how are you? My name is so-and-so-and-so. What do you do for a living? What do you do? You know, it's very, very, very easy. It's almost comical. Just like online school. Some of you know I've been working toward a PhD online since 2004. Well, in school, because it's an online school, the students, my classmates, my colleagues, my professors could be anywhere in the world. I've been with students in Peru. I've had students that were in Africa, Asia, all over the world, and it's great and wonderful. Even students that are right here in the United States in California, you can't get that on ground. There's just no way. Sure, on ground you can meet students that are from all over the world, but they don't live there currently, so they can't tell you about the very, very current customs and traditions of that land. It's phenomenal. Now, personal development. So let's talk about that today. I just wanted to get those things out. Now, you notice I didn't have a giveaway for today, but what I want you to do is I want you to, again, you got to get to my email because I'm not getting the emails from you like I thought I would be, but you need to send me your email that you are listening to the show because I can't tell who all listened to the show, but I can tell some. I can see people in the chat room. I can certainly see people who call in on the switchboard. But again, after 5 calls, the phone lines fill up, and we're just trying to give it a little more time, and we'll add on premium service where we can take over 200 calls. Now, this is what you're going to do. You're going to email me at info@lalisajwilliams.com. And by the way, if you drop the info at and you just do lalisajwilliams.com, that's also my website where you can also go and you can email me from there or get my email address. There's absolutely no way you can miss this. Or you can text message me from Facebook, or you can text message me right here from Blog Talk Radio. This is what you want to do. You are going to email me because, and let me know you are listening to the show today because I'm going to have a system where it is dated. And every time that for today and the rest of the week, regardless of what else I give out, every time you listen to the show, your name is going to go into a drawing. So if you listen to the show one time or 100 times, that's how many times your name will go into the drawing. And on July 17th, I have a very, very, very special gift package that is going to be prepared for one winner. And I can't tell you what all is going to be in that package. I can tell you one thing that will be in there. I know for sure my book, Release Your Power, will be in that package. I can't say what else will be in there. I know there will be some other very, very, very nice, valuable prizes in that gift package that's going to go to one person. But you will get a chance to enter your name several times. For every time you listen to the show, you get to put, and that's one listen per show. So you can listen to the show 8 times. But yes, so each and every day that you listen to the show between now and July 17th, which is a Saturday, the day of the event. Now today, I decided that I'm going to help you with a personal development plan, because this is really what set my life over the top, is when I understood how to plan. Because, you know, a lot of people on their jobs, they do a lot of project planning for work. They have wonderful plans for their accounting departments. Maybe some people work on the production team. You may work in the IT department. You may work in the mail room. You may be in the delivery and logistics area of the company. There's many, many things people do at work. But a lot of people do not have a plan for their own personal life. So personal life is falling apart, but on the job you look really, really good. Well, we want to turn that around. And we don't want things failing on your job or in your career, but we certainly want your personal life to also be in tip-top shape. So you have to have both areas working well and being in tip-top shape. So again, if you just tuned into the show, we welcome you to the show today. The special guest is not here, but what we do have for you is steps and tips for how you're going to develop your plan. Now, let me go over first. There are 4 major types of plans. There are 4 major types of plans. And then I'm going to go into the steps for you to get your own personal development plan. So again, when you sit down with your life coach, success coach, career coach, your coach, when you sit down with that person, you need to have a plan when you go to them. A coach does not develop a plan for you. They can give you planning tools, but they are not going to plan your life for you. That is your job and yours alone. That is your job and yours alone. Your God, your creator, has given you that responsibility, and that you have to do. So as your online coach, I'm here to help you with that, and it is my extreme pleasure. So there's 4 basic types of planning. The first kind of plan is what we call a strategic plan. And a strategic plan, and you'll hear a lot of business people use that, especially CEOs and top VPs of the company, vice presidents. You'll hear a lot of people that are on the board of directors, and these kind of individuals mention the word strategic planning. But what a strategic plan is, it is a long-term plan of at least, 5 years out, anywhere really past 2 years. We would consider that a strategic plan. It's long-term. It's where you see yourself 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, okay? So strategic plan, and then I'm going to go over some areas where your plans would fall, what categories for your planning. So there's strategic planning, and then there is tactical planning. A tactical plan is a short-term plan. It basically, your 5-year long-term plan may be to, I'll use an example of going to school. That's pretty easy. Most people can understand that. So your long-term plan is to get your bachelor's degree, let's say. Well, a tactical plan would be a short-term plan. So the long-term plan is a bachelor's. That's 4 years. Well, a tactical plan would be, okay, how am I going to, get to that 5-year, that 4-year goal of the degree? Is you're going to have shorter-term goals like getting through a semester, okay? So how am I going to get through the semester? How are you going to get, before you can get to the 4-year degree, you got to get through the semester, same thing with a business. Before your business can be around for 5 years, it has to be around for 1 year. So you have to say, okay, my, you know, 5 years, I want my business to be successful. I want to have this amount of customers. I want to have this amount of sales and revenue. I want to reach this, you know, these different products and services to be offered to my customers. Okay, 5 years. But what about 1 year? What are you going to do in 1 year? So that is a tactical plan. Now, the operational, which is another kind of plan, it's how am I going to operate each and every day to make my long-term plan come true? So you have your short-term plan. How am I going to get through a semester? Well, semester is 16 weeks, typically, 16, 14 weeks. It depends. If you're in online school, a semester could be 9 weeks. So, but it's about, this is a 9 to 16 weeks, traditional school, 16 weeks. So that's a tactical plan. How am I going to get through every 16, how am I going to get through 16 weeks? Well, weeks are made up of days. Days are made up of hours. So operational is how am I going to operate hour by hour, day by day, week by week, so that at the end of 6 weeks I have a semester done. And now once you have your operational plan in place, now you can just duplicate that. See, operational plans in any company, whether you work for General Motors, you may work for the local Rite Aid or other pharmacy, you may work for a big retail store, it doesn't matter. They all have the same thing. Strategic plans, tactical plans, and operational plans. And in companies, different people are responsible for different areas of those plans. But if you're a sole proprietor, you may be responsible for all of it. Operational, technical, and strategic. Operational is more of your daily planning. Okay, so you're going to use all these same strategies and tools that I'm telling you about. You are going to use all of these for your daily life. So in any area of your life, you're going to set your strategic plan. My strategic plan is to, it may be to own a house. It may be to purchase your dream car. It could be to start your own business. You could choose any goal. It could be to start a ministry. It could be so many things, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. Now, but your four basic types of plans, what are they? Strategic, tactical, operational, and then the last one, I said there were four, the last one is contingency. You need a contingency plan. What is a contingency plan? That's simply a backup plan. You have to have a backup plan in case your initial plan goes awry. Something goes wrong. You want to have a backup plan like today. I had a guest lined up, ready to come. It didn't happen. So what happened? I didn't just give up. I pulled out my contingency plan. Every single show that I do, I have a contingency plan. Like last night, for instance, we were taping for the Lalisa show. That's our TV, our new TV show. And I told the lady that was writing with me, actually, she was doing the makeup for us, and I said to her, now, if my guest doesn't show up, you're my backup plan. You're my backup guest. She started, and make it so that she was like, oh, really? No problem. You see? So backup plans are always good to have just in case. All right, great. So we got the four types of plans. Now, we're going to talk about personal goals. Your personal development plan is the actual plan. So you got a sheet of paper. I want you to make four columns on this sheet of paper. Okay? So you got your sheet of paper, and I want you to make five columns. Five columns on your sheet of paper. And at the top of the sheet of paper, and again, you may not be able to do it right now because maybe you're driving, maybe you're working, and you can't really stop to write. But write it in your mind's eye. See it in your mind. Picture, you know, four columns on a paper. You know, columns go up and down while rows go across. So you got your, you know, five columns. Now, at the top of the column, you're going to write, top of the page, you're going to write individual development plan. Now, there are, now, come back to that in a minute. Now, these are the four major areas that, you know, people mostly work on as it relates to their life. Number one, they might work on their body. Okay, people might want to work on, you know, physically what their goals are. I want to lose this amount of weight, that amount of weight. I want to achieve this, this or that as it relates to their body. And then there are the areas of our emotions and our heart. What, you know, why you want to work on, you know, your, how you're feeling, what are your, what's your attitude? also, you know, there's an area of your mind. You want to get your mind right. And then there's our spirit. We want to be in the right place with our spirit. So those are the main areas, body, heart, mind, and spirit. Those are the main. Everything else is pretty much going to flow from that. You know, a lot of people who are unhappy a lot of times, it's, you know, either a heart issue or it could be a spirit issue. And so you have to find out which area. Now, your goal, as we said before, since you know that you have a goal, a plan, they're very similar. You have, again, you have your long-term, your strategic, you have your tactical, which is more short-term, and then you have your operational, which says, what am I going to operate at every day? Every single day, what operation am I performing that's going to help me reach my short-term goal, which is going to ultimately lead me to my long-term goal? And now for the plan, the way you're going to build it. So in the first column, you have those five columns. In the first column, you're going to put down what, so you have your goal at the top. You put that in the, you know, you're going to have your three main roles. So the one role, you're going to list the actual goal that you are working on. The actual goal, again, it could be a degree, career, business, financially, physically, and you could have several. You're going to have more than one goal. So let's just pick one for now. So you list your one main goal at the top. And again, that might be, let's just say, getting a degree. I'm just using that for an example. Next thing you're going to do, you're going to say, now, what behaviors do I need to model if I'm going to reach that goal? For instance, and again, welcome each and every person to the show today. We're helping people today with their personal development plan, how to get a plan. Again, before you go sit down with your coach, you want to know what areas you want to work on, because that's the area where the coach is going to work with you. And I know some of you did win free coaching from me, so you're going to need this. And if you work with any other coach, you will absolutely need this. Okay, so you say, what behavior do I need to exhibit in order to achieve that goal? Again, let's just say it's a degree, a bachelor's degree, let's just say in criminal justice. What, or can I say it's a bachelor's degree in biology? Maybe you have an ultimate goal of becoming a doctor, an MD, or some other type of doctor. Maybe your goal is to, you know, start your own business, start your own coaching business, start your own TV show. Many, many things you can do. But you start with a plan. Okay, what behaviors do I need to exhibit to make my goal happen? So for me, if you're going to school, one of the behaviors that you absolutely need to have, you need to have a behavior of study. No one's going to be successful at a goal of education if they don't have a behavior to study. You have to like sitting down, reading, and for the most part, a lot of boring things. Because, you know, let's face it, if it was really, really exciting stuff, everybody would read it and everybody would be in school and everybody would be a super success when it came to education. But the reason why a lot of people don't like it, because a lot of times it's boring. And it is boring. You know why? Because a lot of it is statistics and numbers, and that is boring to most people. Not everyone. For some people, that is very, very exciting. But for the most of us, we are right brain type of people, and sitting down reading a bunch of statistics is not exciting for us. For left brain people, yes, that would be very, very exciting. That's people who use a more statistical side of their brains. And now, so you're going to write down what behaviors do you need. You also need a writing behavior. If you're going to succeed at college, you need to have a behavior to want to write. So writing paragraphs. Paragraphs lead to essays. Essays lead to term papers. Term papers lead to theses. Theses can lead to your dissertation. So just from writing paragraphs, now you can see how you can all end up with a PhD, because you need to write a dissertation before you will get a PhD. So you see how easy that was? You could go from high school to PhD just by knowing what behaviors. A lot of our children are failing in school, not because they're dumb, not because they're stupid, because the behaviors were not taught to them when they were little children. And a lot of kids that you see who are very, very successful in school, it's not that they have anything really gifted and special about them, though some do, but they were taught the behaviors that make you successful at school, which are writing, studying, reading, and sitting quietly, okay? So you're going to find out whatever your behavior. So that goes in column one. Column two, you're going to write down some action steps, activities. What are the action steps? What are the activities that you actually need to do as you're using these behaviors? So the fact that you like to read, the fact that you know how to study. Now, what are the actual behaviors? And let's just say, again, for a degree. So then the action steps are 3 hours a day I will study, 5 hours a day I'll go to the library. You've got to actually have the action steps. I will, for so many hours, I won't watch TV. I'll do research. I'll go online, or I'll start a project. Now, if you know that this end of semester there's a 15-page paper, well, then you'll start writing it in week one, 2 pages a week or something like that, so that you can get it. But you have to have some action steps. And remember, your goal setting, you're going to use the SMART goal setting system. That's S-M-A-R-T, which stands for your goals must be specific, measurable, attainable, reachable, and they should have a timeline to it. Now, in this third column, you're going to make some kind of an oversight for yourself, okay? So you're going to get some checks and balances. You may talk to, again, your coach. Let someone know, okay, these are what my goals are. These are my action steps. So they can, you know, say, okay, yeah, this makes sense. Yeah, I can see. But get someone you trust. That's why it's better to work with a coach, because sometimes if you just talk to family members and friends, they don't really understand, and they may not be as happy or excited about it as you, and you may end up getting, you know, turned off or wanting to give up on your goal. So sometimes working with a coach, which is really, really so inexpensive today, especially if you work with a person like myself and others, you can really get that person to be on board with you and to help you and to motivate you and encourage you and support you. So that's one of the, another reason why we say get a coach. The third column is your target. The fourth column is your target dates. You have to have a date by each and every activity that you have listed, when you plan to achieve it. A week from now, a month from now, a year from now, 6 months from now, like that. So you have your target dates, because that way you can evaluate to see if you're on target or if you need more time. Maybe your time wasn't realistic. And then in your last column, you're going to list your results and your outcomes. What happened? How did you do? How did things turn out? Okay? So that's basically your individual development plan. Step one, list your behavior. First, you're going to list your goal. List the behaviors that you need to develop. If you already have them, great. What do you need to exhibit? Step two, make your action steps. What activities you're going to do? Step three, you're going to talk to someone about it, preferably a coach. Step four, you're going to have the target dates. And step five, you're going to list the results and the outcome. And so that way you can continue to build. If things turned out right, absolutely keep doing it over and over. If they don't, reassess, readjust, and start all over. Well, that's all the time we have today. We thank you for tuning in today. We've worked today on your individual development plan. We've given you the four major types of plans that are out there. We told you the four areas of our lives that most people look to set goals, and we've given you the steps that you need to develop your individual plan. You can always connect with me. Like I said, email me at info@lalisajwilliams.com. If you'd like to know more on coaching, don't forget, tomorrow we have empowerment success coach, specialist, business guru, Mr. Vershey Walker, coming to you. He's going to have a powerful message for you. He wrote the book Success, How Did I End Up Here? He's given away other things to help you in your business. It's been great. It's been real. And keep moving on up.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.